Every human, born of a woman, has a beginning. Thus is our genesis. This deep thinking tale you're about to listen to, I want you to incline your ears to it as I speak and make a connection with me to understand its content and be able to tell this story of the wonderful boy to the next generation. The Postman. There was a boy who was written off in Genesis within his own territory, even at a time when he boldly announced his name in Exodus. To redeem his image, he was told it wasn't of any relevance to society. So in Leviticus, he availed himself as an ecclesia, chosen by the Maker to minister to the nations. He outlined his laws and duties, set them on a big ship to begin his mission. In Numbers, he declared Mokoho, meaning no man shall pass with ease and had no problem. He said good morning to his fans and asked, Mr. Badmind, how you doing today? In a shattered city, this was how he named his tunes. He appointed his militants and wandered with them through the wilderness. He worked like a fugitive on the run in his own land. A journey purposed for a day seemed to be taking forever to manifest due to the unbelief, disobedience, and disloyalty from his own men. At sunrise, realizing he was on course, he reviewed the laws in Deuteronomy. You can't show him nothing, as he clearly stated in his song with title inked boldly on his neck, prove you wrong. Down to Joshua, he possessed and conquered. Charles Nyama Mensah moved from facing judges to the acquisition of the royal crown, making him king. Established his reign and announced the expansion of his nation, the Shatter Movement. In his quest to strive for perfection, it yielded only hatred and bore deep holes in the heart of his own people that only sorrows could be fetched. As the saying goes, give a dog a bad name and hang him. He was named. Nothing good was ever expected to come from him. But here he stands today surrounded with wonders. Indeed, when man proposes, God disposes. Small boy with a big God. He now counts his blessings.